Things have changed out of all recognition since Peter Isaacs worked the land with his horses in the war years.
And when I come 1842, they called me up. But as we were on the land, born and bred on the land, they sent us back. And of course, it was double summertime then. I don't want to see any more of that. We worked too many hours. Look at the hours you work. Look, harvesting. Now, you think about the dew, heavy dews. When come harvest time? You can't start till 11 o'clock or maybe Abbas 11, 12 o'clock. And that was only Abbas 10 by the sun. Look, he don't jump. Before mechanisation come in, we were robbing the neighbour, making hay. And it was like this weather, hot, sultry. They put me sweeping in the hay with a horse, if you know what that is. And I'd got to bring it all uphill. Poor horse sweating, so did my feet. I stripped me toes. 11 o'clock at night when I went in, I said to mother, I said, look at my poor feet. Do you know what she did? Got a pan of warm water, chucked in plenty of salt. I've never had any trouble with my feet since. She said, that's the best thing of all, wash your feet in salt water. But we had to plough a lot. Before mechanisation come in, still in the war, little farms at the Mortar Bishop, they'd only got one horse. War had come in, you got to plough a field. Well, what are we to do? We've only got one horse. Well, we got two. He said, the father with Peter come and plough the fields for us. Yeah, the father said, why not? So he sent me off with one horse and the plough and picked up the farmer's horse. Where was it? You know, a small older one. And used his horse, plough it. And then went to work it down, tilled the corn, then cut in with a binder. Three horses in the binder. They say to me, you haven't worked three horses in that binder? I said, I have. Three horses in the binder. The horses back in their days they knew it was working horses, not ponies, is it? Not ponies. Was took up thrashing in the war days. Of course, the local contractor gave it up. Thrashing man, we took on. Sure. Pig, and you kept the hens for eggs. And look at the rabbits. Mother used to say to us, bait the ball. My brother's Paul, I haven't got nothing much for dinner today. Go ahead and catch a rabbit before I smell on to work. Quick with the ferret, catch a rabbit. Oh, and one. And that's all the spending money. We never had wages. We had to catch rabbits, catch moles. One Sunday morning, we went ferreting. We got a good old fitchy ferret. Because I know they got a point to rabbit. He come out the hole, and he led with me there. And he would not let go. Because Paul was at the other side of the edge. I pinched his tail, I pinched his feet. I shouted to Brother Paul, come on, George. I said, he got me by the thumb. And look, that's honest truth. He was right through there. The son, he was sucking blood. But afterward, I used to. When he come out, catching by the tail, up on me leg, gotcha. Or there like that. But he was good for it. Anyway, got a rabbit and carrying in the mother for dinner. Of course, unless you used to kill a pig occasionally. Father used to put one of us down the road, make sure the bobby wasn't coming. Because you had to watch out for the bobby back in the day, didn't you? Yeah, but see, if the bobby come along, you used to know. And you know, back in the war days, you had you rode it up with no lights. But if you hadn't got lights, you got really picked up. I used to come home work late nights from harvesting. Double summertime. Our cobbler used to be out there in the cobbler's lane, out there by the gate. We got to know it. Ride your bike back the road, no lights, till you got to Mr. Hearn's lane. Jump off quietly on the grass and walk up the road. Good night, Constable. He said, good night. But my brother was bold. He rode up there, finding 10 bob back in the days, 10 shillings. I had a birthday last Thursday. I was 82. 17 years and 363 days left. I told the doctor, I said, you got to keep me going for 100. Mother was 93 and our father was 97.